Okay, today's daf Tzadik Aleph. We're on Tzadik Aleph. Very, very, very famous daf today. A lot of famous Gemara. Not so famous Gemara, we'll make it famous. Here we go. Top line, Tana Rabbanan. Ein mistakrin be'eretz Yisrael b'dvarim she'yesh behen chai nefesh. You can't deal in things in Israel that are life-sustaining. Kagon, for example, yanos, wine, shmonim, oils, fasalsos, flour. You can't be a flour trader and try to maximize profits at the expense of the people of Bnei Yisrael, who in those times Eretz Yisrael was not a thriving place. Can deal in things and make it harder for the people to live there. Amru Allah al Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. They said about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Shaya mistaker b'yayin v'shemen. Now yayin and shemen was okay. Why? B'yayin tavolak Rabbi Yehuda. With regarding wine, he held like Rabbi Yehuda, which was the less wine the better. Right, the less wine the better. But why is that a good thing? The less wine you have, he says. The halavai shioker, halavai rip people off. Below yiknumi men, they're not going to buy wine. Halavai, right? So wine, go deal with it. So they're ripping people off. Good. And b'shemen with oil, no, because b'ashmei derav Elazar ben Azariah shchiach mishcha. No, Elazar ben Azariah's tent, oil was not a problem. There was enough of it that you could deal with it like a normal person and make a normal profit, and the people aren't going to get ripped off. There's enough oil to go around. Next, Tana Rabbanan, Amos Stakrin Pamayim Bebetim. You can't deal twice with eggs in Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? You can't deal twice with eggs. So Amar Mori Bar Mori. Mori Bar Mori said, it's a whole thing here, why he's called Mori Bar Mori. Anyway, Pligi Bar Rav Shmuel. This is Machlokes what that meant. Charamar Al Chad Trey. One said, you know what that means? You can't deal twice with eggs. You can't double the price. That means I said the word twice. You can't double the price. The chadam or one held no tagra the tagra. You can't have two middlemen, right? You have to have normally there's eight middlemen, right? He sells it to him, till finally gets into a store. So that not with eggs. Eggs is a staple of life. You can't do that with eggs. Tana Rabbanan masriin al pragmatia. They would cry and fast regarding the crazy loss of business afilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos. Normally, Shabbos is a time... what? Well, you're not supposed to fast, you're not supposed to cry. Even on Shabbos. The Levush says that... He says this in Ar Chaim, that listen to this. I'll read it in the whole line. Tzaras mizonos, the tzaras of not having enough parnasa, shahachayim teluyim ba, the people are, you know, they live on this, Dome le pikuach nefesh. It's like pikuach nefesh. Not having enough parnasas, mamas pikuach nefesh. Or pikuach nefesh docha Shabbos. You can do anything on pikuach nefesh, you can do anything on Shabbos, right? And the Maariv Chaya says that, maybe not that extreme, just Shabbos is an ace rot zone. So if a Shabbos is an ace rot zone, you don't want to pass up an opportunity to have an ace rot zone. So it's part of Bitachon, no? You know, we're not like the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh who could just stick our hand out the window and gold coins fall into it. Not everyone's like that. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh could do that, right? It would be nice. He did that. He stuck his hand out the window and gold coins fell in. Not everyone's like that. So you gotta do your effort. You can't sit around waiting for the gold coins to fall. Also, that's exactly the point. The point is it's dire. It's a dire situation. Listen to this. Amar B'Yochanan, you can kli pishtam b'bavel, like clothing in Bavel, or yayin v'shem b'Eretz Yisrael. Or wine or oil in Eretz Yisrael. You can't buy wine. You can't buy oil. You can't buy clothes. Amar Rabbi Yosef, for who dezal, become asara b'shitza. What normally costs 10 is costing 6. The point is that you can't make any money now because everything went down. Okay. Next. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Yotzin Mi Eretz L'Chutz La'aretz. You're not allowed to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Ela Im Kein Amdu Sasayim B'Sela. Unless the price of a saw went to a sela. In other words, it's very expensive. It's very expensive. It's very cheap. No, it's very expensive. Yeah, it's very expensive. Amr Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said, Ein Masai. When is that true? B'Zman She'Ein Motzi Lekach. That's if you have no cash. Aval bisman shemotzi lekach, but if you have cash, afilu amda sa'ah b'sela lo yetze. Even if it went up to a price of a sa'ah, one sela for a sa'ah, lo yetze, you can't leave. Okay? It's Tosfos, look at the bottom Tosfos. Tema. Im eina motzi leka, if you don't have any cash, afilu elef sa besela mayase. Even if it's 1,000 sa for a sell, what do I want to do for them? Look, I don't have any cash. Okay, how cheap it is. You don't have any money. What's the guy we're talking about? Right? Mayase, kimish eina motzi leka. You don't have any cash. I don't care how cheap it is, how expensive. The price is not the factor. The factor is, can you pay for it? The Gemara seems to... Right. Okay, and so Tosfos is saying, I don't care what the price is. It's irrelevant. The kicker is, can I find? Can I don't know what the price is. So Tosfos doesn't answer it. Tosfos doesn't answer that question. So the Lavush says, not the Lavush, the Lechem Mishnah says that something you can't find it at all. That's a huge tircha, though. That's the issue. It's a big tircha. So how much are we matriarchy to find something to eat? Not matriarchy that much. A normal person, whatever a normal thing is. To make yourself crazy, not matriarchy. If that's the situation, you can leave. Normally you can't leave Eretz Yisrael, right? What? You told did not leave. He was told not to leave. So first of all, there's no Kedusha there to throw then. It's all Shiloh anyway. Right? Whole Shiloh. What's going on here? Right? And exactly, Avraham Avinu left because of food. He didn't stop and leave because there's better carpeting in Chutz La'aretz. That's not why he left. He left because there's nothing to eat. So you're allowed to do that. It's clear you're allowed to do that. The Chain, Hayar Shirim Ben Nechai Omer, Shirim Ben Nechai said the same idea. Elimelech, Machlon, and Kilion. Elimelech, Machlon, and Kilion. Ugedoli Hadar Hayu. They were the Gedoli Hadar. Uparnasi Hadar Hayu. They were the Parnasi Hadar. They supported the whole generation. They man nations. Why'd they die? You know why? And then Shiyatim Eretz L'Chutz La'aretz, because they left Eretz Yisrael. Now, the next word of the Gemara says Shenemar, like it says, where in Rus, V'tohem kol ir aleihem v'tomer zos nami. Everybody couldn't believe it. That's nami. Some take out the Shenemar, because what does that have to do with Elimelech dying? What does that have to do with anything? Shenemar, like it says, that everyone Nomi returned, everyone said, that's Nami. What happened to her? What did that have to do with them dying? That's nothing to do with anything. So it's a whole new thing now. Now we're going to, once we brought up Elimelech, Machlon, and Kilion, we're going to darshan up Sukkim and Rus. So they take the Shenemar out. The way to leave the Shenemar in, says the Marsha, you can leave it in. The Pshat is as follows. Elimelech, Machlon, Kilion, and his wife, and Nami, were all cheapskates. Didn't want to support anybody. Didn't want to give any tzedakah. They were very, very stingy. And they all left. Now, you're not allowed to leave. So when Nami returned, everybody said, so what's the chus? Did she return? I understand why they all died. Of course. And what made her return? That's how you read it. Shenemar. So everyone said, how'd she get back here? We all know the klala. We all know the score. You leave Eretz Yisrael, you walk into a death trap. All right. If it's a famine, you have no choice. What? Because you don't want to give an Ian to Daka, therefore you ran away. Kind of had there was that. So everyone was wondering, what's Lamed doing back? How'd she get back here? That's what's going on. My Hazos Nami. What does that mean, Hazos Nami? Amar Rav Yitzhak Amru. Chazisem Nami. Look at this Nami. She Yatzas Mi Eretz L'Chutz La'aretz. She went from Eretz L'Chutz La'aretz. Ma also lost. So what happened to her? No, let's see what happened to her. That's what they meant to say. Amar Rav Yitzhak. Also, Hayom Shabbos Rus HaMoavil Eretz Yisrael. That day that Naomi and Rus returned, Mesa Ishto Shal Boaz. Boaz's wife died. That was the day that the wife died. Same day. V'had the Amri Yitzchi. People say Ad Lo Shachiv Shivcha, before the death even takes place, Kayem Amino Baisa. Hashem already put the next one there, right? The Maka, the Refu is there already before the Maka.
Why is that necessary?
What?
Can everyone have one wife?
We'll see in a minute about Boaz. Why didn't he have more than one wife? Good question. Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna. Amar Rav. Ivtzon Ze Boaz. Ivtzon is Boaz. Okay? Ivtzon was one of the Shoftim. So the Gemara is telling you that Ivtzon's Boaz. So Rashi does the Cheshbon. He says, wait a minute. If Ivtzon's Boaz, then Boaz must have been 400 years old at this time. Why? Because Rashi in Divrei Hayomim says that he was Boaz. The pasuk in Divrei Hayomim says that Boaz was the grandson of Nachshon. Okay, he was the grandson of Nachshon. Nachshon had a son named. I'm sorry. Yes, he was the grandson of Nachshon. If that's true, he was the shofet after Yiftach. Right? No. Well, from Yiftach, from the time they went in until Yiftach was 300 years. Ibsen's after that. How old is this guy? It's at least 300 years old. So Rashi says the whole thing is a nace. As a matter of fact, it's been alluded to in the Pasuk. It says in Rus, Vayitain Hashem la harayon. What a strange lesson to talk about how she got pregnant. Vayitain la Hashem. Hashem gave her a pregnancy? What kind of strange lesson is that? Exactly the point, the whole thing is an ace. My Kamash Malan. Who cares if Ibsen and both were the same person? What do I need to know that for? What does that do for me that I know that? That fact. So the point is, ki idach d'Rabba Bar Rav Huna, a different member of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, which will relate back to Boaz. Why? Dam Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Meiv Esher Mishtas Asa Boaz Labanov. Boaz made 120 sudas for his kids. Why? Shinemar Kunit says, Vayihilo Shloshim Banim Ushloshim Banos. This is a pasuk in Shoftim that he had 30 sons and 30 daughters. Shalach Hachutza. Basically, that he had 30 sons and 30 daughters, and when any one of them got married, then they had a party. He ruled for 7 years. This is talking about Ibsen, right? He had 60 kids, 30 and 30. Every one of them made two parties when they got married. Two parties. Some say that the Sheva Brachas is considered one long party. It's a 7-day party. It's considered one, so it's the wedding plus Sheva Brachas. That's what some say. Echad beis aviv, echad beis chamav. One by him, one by his in-laws. Right, by the kid's in-laws. V'kulon lo zimen es Manoach. And Manoach was not invited to any of these parties. Manoach was the father of Shimshon. He was not invited. He was uninvited. Sometimes we say he was disinvited. To all the parties. He didn't go to any of the parties. Why? Amar, Boaz said to himself, Kudna akra v'may parali. This barren mule, how is he going to pay me back? In other words, Manoach had no children. Shimshon wasn't born yet. So Manoach's wife was an Akara. So Boaz says, I should invite him. He's never going to invite me back. He doesn't have any kids. So should I waste an invitation on him? Right? So I'm not inviting him. So we didn't get to the punchline yet, but we have to stop and explain this memory. How could Boaz, a tzaddik, a shofet, say such a statement? So there are three answers. No. So the three answers. One answer was the Marsha says as follows. The custom was, which is today the custom as well, when you go to a simcha, you give a gift. You give a gift. So when I go to your simcha, I give you a gift. And when you go to my simcha, you give me a gift. So Boaz will listen. He doesn't have any kids. So every time I invite him, he has to give me a gift. I'm never going to be able to give a gift back. So I'm just taking, and being a chazah from him. I'm just taking from him, not returning anything. But why should I do that to the guy? In other words, the statement is not a knock on. What should I do? I should invite the guy. What should I invite him for? He has to give me a gift. I'm never going to return the favor. I should just be a chaz of taking gifts. What? It does or it doesn't. No. In other words, I don't want to be just a taker. I want to also give him. I'm never going to do it. I'm never going to be able to return the favor. That's one shot. Second shot, the Ben Yehuda says that because he didn't want to make him feel bad. You know, sometimes when people don't have children and they come to a simcha, it's a little hard. Come to so many weddings. Okay, so he was blessed with 60 children. So you know what? Maybe he invited him to one or two, but he didn't invite him to any. It's very hard to sit in a chasana sometimes when you don't have any kids. It's very difficult. Go to a brit, it's very difficult. People don't have any children. We all have children, so it's hard for us to be in their shoes. So both, like, oh, I don't want to invite them. I don't make him feel bad. So I understand he could choose not to go, but what do you mean? I got the invitation. How can I not go? The God of Lador invited me, but I'm not going to go. So he therefore didn't invite him. Third pshat is a little difficult pshat. That Manoach was an Amoritz. The Gemara says he didn't want to have an Amoritz there. So I don't understand that pshat really. It doesn't fit into the words. So what does that do with being barren? He was barren in terms of his content, what kind of person he was. Difficult line. So we're still in the middle. So that's the answer. They're not such terrible answers. The statement's a harsh statement. It's a harsh statement.
It's harsh. I mean, you said it in a different way.
Right. So either you didn't want to keep being chazan with the gift, or you didn't want him to feel bad. Makes sense. The Ein Yaakov says this one about the being feel.
Are they even in the same circles?
What? I guess they were. Anyway, Tana, we have a member that says. The Kulan Mesu B'chayav, every single one of these children died in Boaz's lifetime. They all died before him. V'hainu d'amri inchi. People say that. B'chayecha, in your life, the eldest, shitin shitin, you could have 60 kids from one wife. All die. V'lamalech ichfal, why don't another one? V'olin chad mishtisin zariz. And I'll marry someone else, I'll have one more kid. In other words, it only makes sense. Look at the Rashbam inside. Kidrav Baravuna. The Rashbam's going to say something which doesn't really make so much sense. We have all this midrashim about Boaz. The Midrash says that Boaz died the night he was with Rus. It's not going to make sense what Rashbam's about to say. It's not going to make sense. Why? Unless all 60 kids died that night also. Why? Because, look at the Rashbam. Kidrav Baravuna. It's like 6-7 lines before the lines get wider. All of Ivtson's children died in his lifetime. And since we're telling me now that Ivtson is Boaz, and the Gemara asks, who needs to know that? So the Gemara says, no, it's very important, because of our Rav Huna statement. Why? Because of Boaz Shinasa Rus. Boaz married Rus. Even though he had many children still alive, according to this, when he married Rus, the other 60 children were still alive. But if Boaz died that night, then when did the 60 children die before him? After between the chasana and the chuppah, they all died. That's what Rashbam said. It's very difficult. What's Rashbam talking about? Everyone has a chasana. What's he talking about? His point is, Ashmeinon sheim nasa adam isha b'bachuraso. If you marry a woman in your youth, yisa isha b'ziknaso. Still marry somebody in your old age. You know why? Kimosha asa imtza the higher boss. Like imtza who's boss? That's what he did. Why? Lafisha hayyare shema yimutsu banav me'osa rishona b'chayav. Maybe he was afraid everybody was going to die. Lohayo lazachi wouldn't have any sons. Uksiv baboker zera zaracha l'rav es tanach yadecha tahacha darsh nami darshalei. Okay, the parish called Taima ki enchede is a yichshar hazeh ozeh. You don't know who's going to turn it all right. So have as many kids as possible. You don't know who's going to turn it all right. Now, abel e lo amar lon ivton zeh boaz. If you don't tell me that ivton is boaz, have you amar ivton lon asi shacharis? Who cares if ivton married another woman? U boaz nami me olam lohaylo ishu banim atzolakach rus. Same thing. Who said that boaz was a bachelor until he married rus? Who? How do you know? It must be, it's the same man, and that was his cheshbon. The question they have with the Rashbam is, like I said, why does Rashbam have to say that? They were all alive when he married Rus. The Gemara says they all died before him. That's only a measure that Boaz died that night. But that's etched in stone that Boaz died that night. But like we said, it was at least 300 years old. Right, it's not such a tragedy. Right, so that line in the Rashbam is very difficult. Okay. Fine. Next. Simon Melech Avram Eser Shanim Shiniftar Nisnase Levado. Amar of Chan is famous Gemara here. Amar of Chan Barava Amarav. Elimelech Salmon Uploni Almoni. Elimelech Salmon. Who's Salmon? He's in that list from Nachshon to David. He's on that list. Salmon. Ploni Almoni, who doesn't have a name. The Avi Nami and Nami's father. Kulan b'nei Nachshon b'nei Nadav. They're all the children of Nachshon b'nei Nadav. My kamashmalan. What's the chiddush in that? Shafilu mi shiyesho zechus avos. Even if you have zechus avos, the mashal says from both sides, from the father side and the mother side. Nami also had yichus, right? Eno medes lo b'shas kiyotzi meretz Yisrael meretz lechutz lartz. That's not going to save you if you leave Eretz Yisrael. Harsh. This is one of the daft about living in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to talk about that in a minute on my base. This is one of the daft, like three or four daft. This is one of them. This is it, right? If schuz avos on all sides, not going to help. Okay, now, v'amar Rav Chanan bar Rav Rava Amar Rav, ime de Avraham, the mother of Avraham, her name is Amasloi bas Karnevo. Amasloi bas Karnevo. Says the Rashbam, who cares? Says the Rashbam, well, we know who Yitzchak's mother was, and we know who Yaakov's mother was. So isn't it only fair that we should know who Avraham's mother was? That's what Rashbam says, right? He says, "Lefisha imasan shal Yitzchak v'Yaakov huzkaru." We know them. So tzaruch anu liyeda shem im Avraham. We have to know Avraham's mother's name. And once we know that, we want to know other people's name, mothers' names. Ve'amar, where is it? Ime de Haman. What about Haman's mother? We need to know that. Very, very vital. Amasloi bas Urbati. Her name is Amasloi bas Urbati. So the Mefarshim says the only reason she's mentioned is because it's the same first name. Otherwise, we never would have done that. Same name. V'simana, and the simon is tame, tame, tahar, tahar. Right? An orev is a raven. It's a tame bird. The Rashbam says karnabo is some kind of reference to a tahar bird. So you have to pull teeth to get that. That has karnabo, a tahar bird. So tame, Haman was no good. It's tame, tame. And Abraham is tahar, tahar. Ask the Ben Yoyada, why did the Gemara say it backwards? We mentioned Abraham first, then Haman. Then the simon is Tomei and Tahar. Why are you doing it like that? Why are you doing it backwards? Right, you hear the kasha? He gives three answers. He says, first of all, we want to always end off with good. We don't want to end off with bad. We want to end off with good. So we end off with Tahar. He says, number two, there's a pasuk in the Torah that says Tomei, Tomei. By the Torah. There's no pasuk anywhere in Tanakh that says Tahar, Tahar. So in a way, Tomei, Tomei is better. And the third answer is because the reference to Haman's mother being Tomei is black and white. Orov, Raven. That was her name. The father's name, anyway. To get to Avram's mother means a Torah bird. You had to make a drasha. Karo, kar means a bird. So it wasn't so they put it second. Okay? Now, people, I don't know if people are aware of this. I asked Mati yesterday, he told me he was aware of it. People say that they used to take the name of Avram Avinu's mother. Anyone ever heard of this? Segula is Avram Avinu's mother's name? Anyone ever heard of this? You heard of it? You heard of it? No one ever heard of it. What did you tell me yesterday?
Put it by the door.
Okay. So.
You also do it by a bris.
What, by a bris?
I think you put it on the baby's name.
Okay.
Whatever. Like a sheep, whatever. It's been a long time since I've had
it. So first of all, the Sefer Shevet Musar says, he brings out some kind of medrash, that Nimrod saw that there was going to be born somebody who was going to challenge him. So Avram Avinu's mother hid the baby, very similar to Moshe, hid the baby from Terach so that nobody should know that he was born. They didn't want anything to happen to him. So already we have these legends that she was some kind of special person. The Sefer Dvash Lefi, I don't know who that is, that if you ever have to appear before the government, a tsar or a shilton or some kind of government, it's a segula to say her name 10 times. Say her name 10 times, you'll be matzliach. That's one segula. A lot of segulas with hers. That's one segula.
The whole name or just the first name?
No, the whole name. The whole name. The Sefer Pachad Yitzchak, not by Rav Huttner, by the other one. The other is another Sefer called Pachad Yitzchak, by Rav Yitzchak Lapranti, who lived in Italy. He says that you say it 3 times, and then you'll have a good. The Sefer called Eser Zechuyos says, he brings down what Mati said from the Rav HaKadosh Miradzimin. I don't know who that is. And they told him to write the name of Avram Avinu's mother, put it on the door, and the Segula helped. Somebody was sick, the Segula helped, and they got healed. The Sefer Seder Hadoro says that if you want to be saved from somebody who hates you, again, you say the name and it's going to help. He says he say the name of Haman's mother. And say for Igor de Pirka, that's the Bnei Sascha, that's the and there's a Tshuva Space Hillel, that you say it 7 times every single day. It's a Segula, say it every single day. Again, I have a whole kash on Segulas, because there's no magic in the world. There's no magic in the world. There's no magic in Ruch, there's no magic in Gashmitz either. If you work hard, you'll succeed. Or you have a chance to succeed. That's true in Ruchnis, that's true in Gashmis. It's no magic. I don't do anything, but I say this 7 times a day, and I'm going to be good. That doesn't... What? You're not a cow?
It's the rabbi's house last night.
1 minute. It's actually brought down by the Chachma Shlomo, the Marshal. There's a segula regarding the mother of Nachshon. Which, I don't know, he said the number mother of Nachshon is the same name as the mother of Shimshon, which I'll get to in a minute. Oh, just interesting. So for some reason, the name of Avraham Avinu's mother has taken on some kind of mystical, segula-oriented type of ideas. What it all about, it's beyond me. Just thought worth mentioning. Ime de David, the mother of David, was Nitzvah's Bas Adol, Shema. Her name was Nitzvah's Bas Adol, says the Rashbam again. Every mother of every king is mentioned in Tanakh, not David's. So the Gemara has to fill it in. Ime de Shimshon Tzelafunis. Her name was Tzelafunis. The Achzei, and the sister of Shimshon was Nashayin. L'may nafkim, you know, what's the difference? The Tshuvat HaMinim. For the Tshuvat HaMinim. To answer the Minim. What does that mean? So look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, the Tshuvat HaMinim, Shesholen Lano Yosef Be'elu Minashim Acheros. They ask us about these women more than other women. They don't ask us about women who don't, no one knows in Tanakh. Some obscure person is mentioned one time. Avraham Avinu, David HaMelech. I mean, these are the foundations of our faith. So everybody always asks, so what was the mother's name, no? Right? Kedeparishis Taima. Like I explained the reason. Doesn't explain the reason. So where is it? So the Ben Yehuda explains that the Apikarsim, they want to know, like, it's sort of like a nevuah. Like, who are these special people? Who are these special people? Look at, did you have the Rabbeinu Gershom in the Gemara there? Look at the bottom Rabbeinu Gershom. Unbelievable vart. You see the Rabbeinu Gershom, Lamaynaf Kamil Jewish Aminim? You see it? It's very small letters. She'enen modim b'torah shebal peh, ela b'torah shebaksav b'vad. They don't believe in Torah shebal peh. What do they believe? Torah shebaksav. So these names are not mentioned. When you tell them the name, do they believe you? Of course they do. What, are they going to argue with you? They believe it. V'zehu hi tshuva sh'omo lehen. Ilu leha kabbalah menayin ha'yu yodon davar zeh. U'me'achash atem modim kezeh, shum kabbalah, hodu gam b'torah shebal peh. V'chol davar sheb yodon kabbalah. You believe that we have a tradition about what her name was, right? We have a tradition about that. We have a tradition about everything. Well, that you believe and nothing else. How would you believe that? It's unbelievable art. That already you believe. What, they're going to argue with you? No, her name is not a maslaba. They believe you. Why? That Kabbalah they accept. That's the truth of the Minim. That you accept. What about everything else? Only on the eighth day you'll make a bris for your son. You won't keep Shabbos, nothing else. Why that? It's a very biting criticism. Right? Okay. Amar Avchanan bar Rava, Amar Rav. Esher Shanam Lichvesh Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was hidden for 10 years. Shalosh Bekuta Vesheva Bekardo. 3 in Kuta, 7 in Kardo. Rav Zivim Arada, Master Ibcha, all the way around, 7 and 3. Some say this is a remes to the ten tests. It's also a remes to the 10 lands, which he only got 7 of them. 3 La'asad Lava, that's why it's broken up, 7 and 3. Amar Avchista, Ivra, Zeira Dekuta, Ze Urkastim. That place is also called Urkastim. Rosh Hashanah says, what's the difference? He says, oh, if you go there, you have to make a bracha. Asa Neisba Avosena, Makam Azeh. Hashem, Avram Avinu was saved. You have to make a bracha if you go there. If you ever go to Iran or Iraq, and you go to that place, you have to make a bracha. V'amar Rav Chanan bar Rava Amar Rav, Oso Hayom Shepot Nifter Avram Avinu, Min Olam, the day that Avram Avinu died, this week's parasha is the Levaya, right? The day that he died, listen to this Gemara. Amdu kol gedoli umas ha'olam. All the gedolim of the world came, b'shura in a row, v'amru lo, and they said, oy lo l'olam sh'avad manhigo. Woe is to the world that lost the leader. Oy lo l'svina sh'avad kabrinta. Woe is to the boat that lost the captain. Why did I say it twice? So the Marsha says, because there's two ideas about Avraham Avinu. One idea was his intellect. He's the one that discovered Hashem. And one of them was, here's Midos. Unrelated to that, he was a tremendous Baal Chesed. Right? So it's two ideas. He was the captain of the ship, and he was the leader of the whole world. He was an unbelievable person in Seichel, and he was an unbelievable person in Midos. Ask for Meir Shapiro, but it's out of order. A ship is smaller than the world. Right? So you don't praise somebody. He had billions. He also had millions. Doesn't make any sense. He had millions, he had billions. You always say the smaller thing first. You don't praise his being the leader of the world. Oh, by the way, he's also the captain of the whole ship. Out of order. Right? Right? Rami Shapiro says such an unbelievable vart. He says, Avraham Avinu was so special that, you know, gesund, when a leader dies, a leader has nothing to do with each person. He's a leader who sits in a castle, he sits on the throne, and he rules the world. So he's benevolent, the people like him. Nothing to do with you. Avraham Avinu wasn't like that. He was a monarch of the whole world. He was. But he was also had a relationship with every single person. When the ship goes down, the captain goes down with the ship. He has a relationship with every single person on the boat. That's the nature of being a captain. You're not just some sitting in the room and you don't have to deal with the people. No. You're involved with every single person. Avraham Avinu was involved with every single person. So he was the leader of the world? Yeah, that's true. Even more special, he was the captain of the ship. He had a relationship and a shaykhah to every single person. It's not out of order at all. It's exactly in order. It's unbelievable vart for Meir Shapiro. Unbelievable vart. No? Yeah. It's not at the table tonight, because actually Parshas told us, right? Yaakov Avinu was cooking for Yitzchak and was sitting Shiva. Yitzchak, can you imagine Yitzchak went to the Levi and heard that has been? Could you imagine what that does to him? Could you imagine? He knew it anyway. He didn't need to hear it from what? That's Avram Avinu. That's Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu said there's such a thing as one God. They thought he was out of his mind. Thought he was nuts. Thought he was nuts. They thought he was crazy that he had a tent open for strangers. They thought he was out of his mind. By the way, in those days, you were a what's it called? There's no such thing as a wanderer. You came to a foreign land. Who were you? Everything was tribal. He shows up out of the blue. He was such a unique person. Such a unique person. We don't think about in those kinds of terms. Because we always say this, 99.9% of his life is not in the Torah. So we don't know what he did. What did he do on an average day? We have no idea. It's not in the Torah. There's few stories. He was in prison for 10 years. Some say that he recognized Hashem when he was 3. But he was a cotton still, so he couldn't be judged for 10 years. He had to wait until he was 13. Then he could be judged. Now he's ready to be a gazal. Some say that. Some say that Terach hit him. There's a measure. It was Terach who hit him. We don't say who hit him. Some say Nimrod threw him in jail. Some say Terach hit him because he wanted Nimrod to catch him. Those are Midrashim that Terach knew who he had. He knew what Avram Avinu was all. That's a different measure that says that. Why? Because he destroyed the idol, so he brought him. There's a different Midrashim about Terach. Terach's not so pashut. Just he was a very, very, very unique person. That he had a relationship with every single person, I don't know about every single person in the world, but enough of them to come and say the captain of the ship went down. That's a greater mila than saying he was the leader of the world. Leader of the world, nothing to do with you. Okay. V'amasasi l'chol rosh, Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, Amar Rav, afilu reish gargusa mishmaya mokmila. Even the head, Hashem's in charge of everything. Even to say which grass, is that what it means? Which grass should grow? Supervised irrigation, right. Even which irrigation should grow, where the water should be, even that Hashem's in charge of. Amar Rav Chiya bar Avin, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Karcha, Chas v'shalom that Machlon and Kilian Elimelech left Eretz Yisrael because they didn't want, they were cheapskates. Chas v'shalom. Shafilu matzah subin lo yatzin. Even if they had junk to eat, they wouldn't leave. Ella, but they man nenshu. So were they punished? Taka. Shail han levakish rachem al dorom v'lo bikshu. They should have died for the generation. They didn't. Shenemar b'zeakecha yitzilcha kivutzecha. So it's not so poshut. When they talk about going to Eretz Yisrael, they don't mention this Gemara. There's a machlokas about it. So they tell you the first part that you leave Eretz Yisrael, it's the worst thing in the world. There's a machlokas about it, but it doesn't change the fact. The Sefer Charedim. Sefer Charedim was not written by Charedim 20 years ago. It was written in the 1500s by Rav Elazar Azkari. He's an early Achron, and he wrote a book about mitzvot. So he says in there, he has a whole chapter on the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. And he says that, it says in Parshas Kisavo, V'haya Kisavo, and it'll be when you'll enter Eretz Yisrael, right? It'll be when you go into Eretz Yisrael. The end, the parsha right before that, the very end of Kisete is what? Amalek. Right? Says the Sefer Charedim, Tam, Smichas, Parshas Amalek, Ubias Eretz Yisrael, Parshas Kisavo. What's the connection? Because, Kemosh Omer Rabbi Zeno Zatzal, Shalosh Matanos, Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. He gave us 3 Matanos. V'lo Nasan Ela Alidei Yisurim. None of them are easy. None of them are easy. What are the 3 matanos? They're not easy. Torah, not easy. Eretz Yisrael, that's not easy. And the third one is Olam Haba. It's not easy, right? The first time they're going in, the guy comes to stop them. Who's that? Amalek, right? It's always something to stop you. Hachanami bekibutz Goliath. He's in the 1500s. He's writing this in the kibbutz Goliath, trying to return to the land of Israel. Kisherotzim lovo l'Eretz Yisrael, trying to come back. Who's stopping us? Amalek! Amalek mizdam lehem baderech. Kasher inyanu rose hayom tomid. You see it every day, says the Chasev HaChareidim in the 1500s. Now, what Amalek is, for every person it could be their own obstacle. Right? But the point is that the obstacle is always there, and you have to overcome it. That's my mussar about Eretz Yisrael as I sit here in Woodley, New York. At least we know what we lack, right? Like Socrates said. At least I know what I don't know. Right? At least we know where our faults lie. I guess that's a mila, I guess. Because you don't do anything about it your whole life. It's not such a mila.
Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar of Yochanan. Lo Shanu Elmos Bezul Uperis Biyoker. All that's true if the money's cheap and the Paris are expensive. Almos Biyoker, but if the currency's expensive, Afilo Amda Arbasan Besela Yotzen. Even if it's $4. For even if you can get 4 saw for a dollar,
But you don't have the dollar, nothing you can do. You can't stay. Simon, Sela, Poel, Chorva, Talia, Amdin. Dabar of Yochanan, Naharina, I remember, Kad Havi Kaiman Arba Sin Besela. I remember when you can get 4 sa, it's a huge amount, for $1 for a Sela. I remember that. The normal price is a half a sa for a Sela. I remember you were able to get 4 sa for a Sela. And you know what? Nobody could do it. Vehavi Nefishi Nefichi. Our souls were black. Kifin Kitzferia Midlet Isser. Our souls were black, like the pot in Tveria. In other words, they had nothing. You know why? We didn't have any cash. I don't care how cheap it is. You don't have any cash, you can't buy anything. Right? Now that he said that statement, now we had a whole umid of statements, half an umid of statements, that he said, I remember when, Rav Yochanan, Nahir Rakat, I remember when, Lahavim Mizgarin Pulaya Lemidnach Karta, I remember when the bakers, the bakers wouldn't want to work, the workers wouldn't want to work on the eastern side of the city. Why? Miriach Pisa Meisen. Because from the smell of the bakery, they were going to die. That's how amazing, such an amazing aroma, they couldn't even, that's how he's talking about the abundance. The smell of the bakery was so strong, you couldn't even smell it, you would die. Now, it's obviously an exaggeration. He's just trying to tell you how good old days used to be. No, they just smelled it. Wow. It was overwhelming. It was overwhelming. Now, is that taken literally? Probably not. It doesn't have to necessarily be. It's just telling you the idea of the abundance that used to be in the old... What? Because they were hungry. Oh, sorry, they were hungry. Just the opposite. I'm sorry, they were hungry. They couldn't get it. Right, I'm sorry, they couldn't get it. From Rav Yochanan, Nahariya Kat, I remember, Havibatsa, this is the other way around, Havibatsa Yenuka Charuva, a child would cut open a carob, have a nugget chuta dedufsha, and the honey from the carob would fall al train de rohi on the two arms of the boy, which shows abundance. No, the amar of Elazar nehirakan. I remember have not till orva bisra when a raven would come and take a piece of meat. The nugget chuta demishcha meresh shura viad laara, and the stream of the juice of the meat, the fat would roll down on the walls of the town. From Yochanan, Nahirakat, I remember when, having a Thailand Talia Vitalasa, Bashuka, when a boy and a girl could play together in the street, Kvar Shis Esrei, Kvar Shev Esrei, 16, 17 year olds, Velo Havichata, nothing would happen, no sin would happen. Why? They went on a different Madrega, no sin would happen. From Yochanan, Nahirakat, I remember, having Amrin Bay Midrasha, Demodi Lahon, Nafal Bidehon. You want to follow after the Goyim, after Avodah Zarah, you'll fall that way. The Misrachit Alehon, if you value it, delay Dilhon. Their end will be your end. Okay? Ksiv, it says, Machlon Vakilion, it says that the names of the husbands of Ruth and Orpah were Machlon Vakilion. The Ksiv, and it says, Yoash Vesarav. So, but then we have a different pasuk in Divrei HaYohanan that calls them by a different name. So Rabbi Shmuel, Chara, Machlon Vakilion Shimon. One says they were called Machlon, really the names of Machlon and Kilion. That was their names. Falama, Nikon, Shimon, Sarv, Yoash. Why were they called that? Yoash, Shiniz Yaishim in Agula. They gave up. And Saraf, Shiniz Chayiv Yisrefa Lamakom. They were Chayiv Srefa. Why were they Chayiv Srefa? Because they left Eretz Yisrael, according to this. Vachara, Amar, Yoash, Vasarav, Shimon. No, the real names were Yoash and Saraf. Falamanik was Shimon Machlon Vakilion. Why were they called Machlon and Kilion? Machlon Shin Asa Gufan Chulin. They made their bodies Chulin. They debased themselves. For Kilion Shin Is Chayvu Kli Lamakom. They deserve destruction from Hashem. Tanya Commander Amar Machlon Vakilion Shimon. The Tanya of a Brisa that supports that. My Dechsevit says in Divrei Yamim, V'Yokim. This person, the Anche Kuziva, and then V'Yoash V'Sarav Hashal Balamoav V'Yosh V'Lechem V'Advarim Atikim. These are all things. These are old things. What is this all about? So Vyakim Zem Yehoshua. That refers to Yehoshua. Shahakim Shavua La'anche Givon. He made a Shavua to the Givonim that he won't kill them, even though they really were Canaan. The Anche Kuziva, Elo Anche Givon. Those are them. Shekaz V'Yoshua. They lied to Yehoshua. The Yosh V'Sarav, Elo Machlon V'Kilion. That's Machlon and Kilion. V'Lo Manik V'Shemon Yosh V'Sarav. Why were they called that? Yosh and it's Yosh and Agula, because they gave up from the Gula. Sarav Shen Tzchayv U'Sreifa. L'makom. Asher Baal Lamoav, what does that mean? Shinasu Nashim Avos, they married Moabite women. V'yosh V'lechem, what does it mean? V'yosh V'lechem, Tzerutz HaMoaviyah, that's Rutz. Sheshava V'davka V'nidvaka V'beis Lechem Yehuda. She came back to Beis Lechem and she stayed there. V'dvarim Atikim, what does that mean? Old things. Dvarim Halalu Atik Yomen Amrin. These are old things that Hashem said, that what? That's such a concept of Mashiach. T'ksiv Matasi David Avdi V'ksiv Shnei Benot Tzayich Hanim Tzaos. Right, it goes back to Lot. That Moav is from Lot, and that's going to be the seed of Mashiach. Hema Yotrin Vyoshve Natiim Vigodwa Imelech Malchut Malachto Yoshvu Sham Hema Hayotrim
Elu b'nei yod, b'nei yod, Yonadav ben Rechev, that refers to Yonadav ben Rechev, one more minute, Shenatzru Shivas, Shivuas Aviyam, they upheld the oath of their father, Yoshvi Natoyim, the planter of saplings, that Shlomo, Shadomo Lanatia, Lamachuso, he's like a sapling, he was 12 years old when he became king, the Godru, the Sanhedrin, Shagadru, Paratathed, Shal Yisrael, Melech Malchuso, that's the Sanhedrin's job, right? They make Gedarim so that people don't violate worse things. Yashu Shams, Zerus HaMovia, that's Rus, Shirasa, B'malchus, Shlomo, Ben Beno, Shel Ben Bena. That she was able to see Shlomo already. She's so far back. She's from the Shoftim's days. And she was able to see. She lived also a very long life. And she was able to see already Shlomo HaMelech. Shenemar, V'yasim, Kisei, Le'im, HaMelech. Avamar, Belazar, Le'ima, Shel Malchus. The old matriarch of the family, which was Rus. All right, at 7 o'clock, we'll stop here. It'll take 2 minutes to get to the bottom. And then we'll start tomorrow's daf. It's like, as fascinating as this was in Agadata, tomorrow, that's what tomorrow is in Lomdus. Tomorrow is all about Rove. We're back, heavy about Bavas for tomorrow. So, everybody have a good Shabbos and a good day, and we'll see everyone later.
Really.